does it give you a little chip on the shoulder that everybody's saying, hey, what are they going to do without Ndamukong when you've got a great rotation that looks up front?
We have a lot of guys who have a chip on their shoulders. I mean, me, Tyron. Tyron was on draft, but I was picked up in the fifth round. Gabe in the fourth round. So we have a lot of guys who have a lot to prove. So, yeah, we have a lot to work for.
And you're one of the guys that has made a huge jump from last year to this year to get yourself in the mix. How much are you in the mix for playing time in that interior?
We'll find out. As much as I can, I will play, and I'm trying to play to the best of my ability.
How important is this preseason to you?
It's the most important preseason of my life.
Thanks, Karan.
No problem.
That's Karan Reed.
How's the anticipation for Thursday, just to get out there and play a game against another team? You've seen these guys all preseason.
I'm excited just to be back on Ford Field to play another game and get up in pads. I mean, it's a big test for what the season's going to bring, so I'm excited just to get out there and prove.
Heavier workload for you, too, though, that you expected to get more reps and to be a more integral part of that defensive line.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it. That's what I prepared for all offseason, and I'm just excited to get out there.
I know you worked out some this offseason with Sue. How have you seen maybe that relationship or those workouts pay off now that you're in camp and strapping on the pads?
I'm in great shape. Yeah, I'm in phenomenal shape. That's the best thing about it.
Get your butt kicked a little bit?
Hmm?
Get your butt kicked a little bit?
Who?
You?
Nah.
No?
In the workouts.
In the workouts?
Yeah.
Nah, actually, I saw, like, just how well I can manage everything. I mean, we went with a very good progression, so at the end of the day, I mean, I was good. I mean, yeah, workouts were hard, but now I'm a better man for it.
Where were those workouts at?
Where we work out.
Have you seen anything tangible in terms of, like, body fat loss or how much more weight you were losing? Can you put any numbers?
From my report, I reported, like, 3% lower than I was last year. I'm a little lighter than body fat. I'm a lot lighter than I was last year. I move a lot different than I did last year. It's just completely different. I would say night and day.
How do you think that fits now in Terrell's scheme and what he's asking?
Oh, it fits wonderfully. I'm excited to play every day. It's a great opportunity. So it's been loads of fun.
What's your weight at now?
I'm around 295.
What was that body fat number?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Where'd you 7-8, not whitehead numbers.
Oh, absolutely not. I need some weight on me, you know.
Where'd you play last year?
Weight-wise? Around 305.
What did Doug English? What was his message to you guys out there?
Just realize how with the great opportunity that we have in front of us, and give it all out every time we get opportunity to. He was just talking, like, just reminiscing on his time on the field and just how precious it was, and how much money. More money we make than him, so it was great. I mean, it's a great reminder just to see guys who paved the way for us, and to see that they're still proud and they still have Lion pride. So it's great to see that.
John, is there a little chip on the shoulder of the guys filling in up front at D tackle? I don't know if you already asked that. Forgive me if it's repetitive.
Yeah, no, it's not repetitive. You're good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have a lot to prove. Yeah, I mean, every year, every D-lineman has something to prove. No matter who you are, no matter how good you are, you always have something to prove.
I was talking to Ryan a little bit about the starter versus not starter, and he said depth chart doesn't matter. Everybody is pushing each other. How can that help this unit as a whole?
I mean, I get better. Tyron gets better. We make the O-linemen we go against better, and therefore the linemen get better. The lines get better.
Do you put any stock or any pressure on yourself that you want to be that starting guy next to Nada?
No pressure. I'm just trying to do the best I can. Let the cards fall where they may, and I mean, as long as I'm playing, I'm happy about that. I'm gonna get the best I can.
It's gonna be exciting too, knowing there's an opportunity out there for you guys. There's jobs out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is there a tangible difference in the room? I mean, different voice, guys standing up. I mean, you're missing two maybe vocal pieces that you had, but it seems like that whole line is vocal. Everybody in there.
I mean, Tap's still there, so the vocal piece is pretty much. There, I mean, we have some guys, some old guys, some jokesters, you know, but we're good.
But those guys cast a certain shadow with their own personality and the way that they handled themselves. Is that different this year?
It's different, but I mean, we're family, so it's cool. We just gained some new brothers.